Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sabres Live is presented by Seneca Resorts and Casinos. Nothing else comes close.
Hi. How are you today, Marty?
Hello. I'm doing great. I decided to go, yesterday I had my Sabres alumni t-shirt and I was blue and all that. Yes. I decided to go goat head red and black
boy.
Today.
So. Attaboy. Yep. I was going to go, what's up? Based on the video I was sharing earlier. What an unbelievable commercial, right? Like, oh my God.
Just in a game, drinking a bud, whatever it was at the
true,
time.
True.
It was like,
this was shared by a friend of mine on social. And then I went digging and just kept watching it over and over. And it's just like, oh boy.
Imagine like, are you familiar pandemic times and you're all on like, let's see, 4 years ago and you're all on Zoom and you're all going, what's that?
Imagine if every call with like 20 to 100 employees started that way.
because that went viral and that also was a cultural thing. Like everybody after that, comedians, movies, all had that line, that what's up line go in. And in a way, like it was, and then years later, if you did it, then you showed your age, you were old. Then it was like, it was ass, like, don't go there.
Yeah.
It's kind of a loser thing to do if you go there.
Yeah. But then like, you were the inevitable unexpected rabbit holes you find yourself in life. And especially like, obviously with TikTok too, right? Cause like you get these people literally sit down for hours and just watch, reels of these things and something like this will come up. And it's just, I get so much joy watching, actors in situations like this and just thinking of the filming process and like how many takes and then like how authentic is the actual reaction from one to the other to the other. And I love it. So whatever makes you laugh, I think that's kind of the spirit of the day.
And it shows to you, and because we got a first look on social media yesterday at the new video board at the arena. See how I did
call it
a Jumbotron. Oh, you didn't go. Okay. Well, I
told you, I'm
you
trying not to look. I want to just be surprised on night one. Okay. I'm going to look away.
The fan base, don't look at my TV camera right now. So, but anyway, that was on social media, but that commercial, the Budweiser commercial, was from 99 to 2002. We didn't have HD cameras. We didn't have the big, like, plasma, LCD, whatnot. It was just on a regular, but it's about content, right? You can have the best TV. If you're watching the worst show, it's not going to look good. But at the same time, so I'm excited for the new video board, but I'm also excited for the game presentation people that we have, the great game presentation people that we work with, to be excited to bring some new things, to really push that limit and bring entertainment other than the actual hockey game to KeyBank Center. So to me, that's going to be fun.
I look forward to seeing Yaroslav Askarov replays.
You're clear. We're off. We pulled the
pictures I know. I was staring at you the whole time.
Like Derek Poopa's golf ball. Clear.
Yeah, clear. I have 1 degree of Askarov trivia for you.
Ooh, okay.
Since I'm obligated to mention Askarov every day because he, of course, catches with the proper hand. Franchise-changing trade for Mike Greer and the San Jose Sharks. Anyway, who was the goalie he was traded for?
Askarov?
Who was the goalie? In the deal last week.
I don't even know.
Magnus Krona is 24 today.
Oh, yes.
Happy birthday, Magnus. Now, try to put this into context in life. If you failed so badly in the process of maybe establishing the next step of your career... Mm-hmm. And then somehow it all works out. Magnus Krona's final NHL game of the 9 that he appeared in with San Jose last year, he lost 8-2. Oh, yeah, the Sharks were leading 2-1. Predators scored 8 times on 40 shots. That was on March 19th.
Yeah.
Nashville must have said, this guy's good. Yeah. And here he is. He's now a member of the Predator. Isn't it wild, though, how all this stuff... I don't know whether he's ever going to play in the NHL again. He probably will, a time or two. Whatever. You know, he's 24. We'll see.
No disrespect to anybody that is playing professional hockey, because obviously you work hard, you get there, you're a talent in itself. Even if you're not in a top 64 goalies in the NHL, you're then the next group, you're in the top 140 goalies in the world, right? To play AHL, whatnot. But I almost feel like that was Mike Greer say, let's put this name on the list and we're going to send the facts and see if the Nashville Predators pay attention. And if they realize, because it was him basically.
Greer had him at first rounder. He could have thrown in 12 other names and Nashville would have said, sure. So, yeah.
Exactly what I'm saying is that they threw a first rounder for Askarov. Nashville was like, who else? You need a contract, 2 contracts we need to take off your hands. Let's do it, which was awesome. Now, funny you mentioned the San Jose Sharks, because who will be a teammate of Askarov with the San Jose Sharks, who was a player on our team of the day last year. And I forgot about...
Last year,
yeah. I forgot about a waiver transaction that happened after the season that was basically, we think this player is going to get a buyout. And it was Mike Greer doing his buddy Chris Drury a huge favor by picking up this guy on waivers after the season.
Barclay Goodrow.
Yeah. As I totally forgot about that.
What team of the day are you talking about? Today's team of the day?
Yeah, today's team of the day.
I thought you said last year or something.
Today's team of the day is the New York Rangers. Sorry. But I'm saying last year, this guy played for our team of the day and now will be a teammate of Askarov. But I forgot that that transaction happened a few months ago, is that everybody's talking about the Rangers. You know, they're going to need to make some moves and clear some cap space. Mm. And they put Barclay Goodrow on waivers.
Right.
And all of a sudden, the next day, the San Jose Sharks have picked up Barclay Goodrow on waivers. And you're thinking, what's happening here?
Yeah.
I felt like that was the step to buy him out or do something. But no, they just San Jose and Mike Greer doing Chris Drury a favor a few months back.
Yeah, Drury didn't do much with it. We'll get to the Rangers team of the day coming up. They are largely unchanged, so that's why I can push them off as far as humanly possible here, because it's like, whatever. President's Trophy, didn't win the cup, didn't change much. See you in a month. But Magnus Krona thing is interesting because he doesn't qualify. Even if he was like a legit prospect for Nashville, he wouldn't qualify because he's too old. As per the Athletics prospect pipeline, of which the Sabres, this is Corey Pronman's work, as per usual. It's kind of Corey Pronman's month, right? Like, this is the window of time that Corey dominates the NHL news articles.
Yes.
Because every day he's rolling out teams. So There's a recirculation of his work. There's a lot of cutting and pasting. There's a lot of taking his work and creating your own avenues to create content. I wasn't going to belabor this too much, but there seemed like a natural segue there. The Sabres obviously have had the, so his parameters for prospect pipeline is 22 and under. So obviously, some of the Sabre prospects have graduated out of this, i.e. guys like Dahlin, et cetera. But his current list that, you know, has him positioning Buffalo 11th in, you know, prospect rankings, he has Owen Power at number one.
Yes.
And I think that's rather fitting based on how hard I've been pushing the Power narrative this offseason as, in my opinion, the one player on this roster that can absolutely change the fortunes. Meaning, if Owen Power gets talked about as a number one overall pick, meaning if he's having a massive year, yeah, like a number one overall pick, to me, that changes the fortunes of this team.
What would your criteria be when you do, Duffer, you do a prospect ranking? What is the top criteria? Like that player's impact on your team next year, or what that player has shown prior and kind of seeing the whole thing? Because I don't know, like Corey's got a few different parameters to make that, but I think you and I could have different ways to evaluate this, because I don't know that I would have Owen Power number one. I think Power is definitely a top two, top three on my list. But I think that Quinn and Peterka would have a bigger impact on next year's Sabres success than Power would. Is that crazy for me to think that?
Well, the other guys aren't even close to being first overall. So yes, would be my immediate answer to that. Yes, but I'm also crazy. Don't know whether he's defined in his player eligibility. I think he's only looking at it from a career standpoint. I don't believe he's projecting it, because you know, for each team that Corey writes up, he has a long list of players at the back end of it that have a chance to play. That's not a chance to play this year. Half this list isn't going to play this year. It's more career projections, right? Like, what does this team have in the pipeline that can make it really good? And I think you have to start with a first overall pick in Owen Power. Here's the thing, put it this way. If Owen Power was sitting here at 8 on the list right now, then that would be a bit of an indictment in the mind of Corey and presumably all the other scouts and viewings that he's compiling for this list. That would suggest that Owen would have already fallen a long ways from grace in a short period of time. I think this is absolutely appropriate. He should be number one. He was the first overall pick. And yeah, they've got a whole bunch of other defensemen not named Rasmus Dahlin. Owen Power has to be the second best, at least, defenseman on this team, in my opinion.
No, I think you're right. And I think if you put him in a top three, you say Dahlin, Power, Byram, and maybe you fit in Samuelson with the role that he has to play with such a different role. But that list is interesting to me because
Power's super interesting.
One, Quinn is two, Peterka is three, Konstantelainis is four.
How about play the game, though? Like, because I know you think Quinn's going to have more of an impact. Like, so just go in order. Power or Quinn, who has more impact? See? And then you go Quinn, Peterka, impact?
I think Quinn.
Right? But isn't
it
fascinating?
That's why, because my number one would have been Jack Quinn, because I think that without Jack Quinn last year, we saw what happened to this team, who looked very much different. There's a lot of other factors that made the Sabres look that different last year. Tage Thompson, hand injury, Cousins having a really step back from
Skinner,
where he was.
Skinner, cold second half. Like, I mean,
Skinner, there's Tuch not feeling 100%. There was a lot there. But Quinn not being a regular at the start of the season with the Achilles injury and then another lower body injury later, to me, was a significant impact to the problems that the Sabres had. So I'm saying, okay, well, Power was there, right? And it moved the needle, but Quinn's absence moved the needle way far the other way. Peterka had a fantastic year. But I still think Quinn is the one that, to me, has the bigger impact next year. If he plays at a 30-goal pace and a 65, 70-point pace, like we're seeing this team, a much different team. So I'm putting Quinn ahead of Power and Peterka. But the list is interesting because we could do that. Like, right, basically go who's number one and then compare number two to number three and then kind of always sliding them up. But Konstantelainas at four ahead of Zach Benson.
Skyrocket. Like,
okay, wait a second. Like, Zach Benson was a first-round pick last year. A year and a month ago, he was drafted by the Sabres. And he made the NHL and played a full season at 18. What has Konstantelainas done to put him fourth?
Because it's projection, baby. Because it's what projection. Do you have? What have you found? And obviously, without phrasing it this way, he's saying they might have cultivated a gem here in the draft that can have a longer-term massive impact greater than Benson, Kulig, Austin, Wahlberg, Kleber, Levi. Levi at 10 is an interesting talking point, right? Like,
well, the more I look at it, and this is long-term projection, right? Saying like Owen Power is going to be a stud, an all-star, and for 10 years, he'll be there. Quinn and Peterka are going to be...
All-star game, probably not all-star, because it's hard as
well,
we keep...
Well, it could be all-star,
too. I know, but we keep saying how hard it is.
It's the difference.
To be a first team or second, there's only four spots in the entire league.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the Markable Fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
I mean, that's so hard. It's like being a, you know, a center in the league. There's two. Well, what's a center? Who knows? But anyway, it's like, what's a catch in the NFL? What's a center in the NHL? Who knows? But Owen Power is going to be a stud. Quinn Peterka are going to be top two line forwards that are going to score 30 goals potentially for a long time. So they're up there. Now, the reason why I believe Alanis would be ahead of Benson on that list is because Alanis has a much higher ceiling offensively, in my opinion, than Benson. Benson's a great, hardworking guy. Will have his, you know, 20 goals maybe, as 55 points at some point in the NHL. But I think Alanis has a little notch more that he brings with the skill and the fact that he's a center, a true center. That's probably where you see him at number four.
Center is the only reason at this point that I would have him where Corey has him.
If for Yuri Kulik to be number six, though, does that mean he's never going to score 30 goals in the NHL? Like, I mean,
he's got him listed as a center, and I don't think he'll play center in the NHL. I think he's going to be a winger. So, I mean, so that's just, but that doesn't mean he won't get a chance at center. Like, he has been pushed at center in the American Hockey League. So, yeah, I think again, you keep going down the list with Östlund and Wahlberg. I was happy to see Wahlberg get a little extra love, because I'm super excited about him. Kliber, obviously, on the blue line from this year's draft class. Kerbeck from last year's draft class. Levi, you got Komarov coming in after his pretty successful run in the Quebec Major, Quebec Maritime Junior League, pardon me.
way to catch that when I make the mistake. It's easier to do it in...
Why do we, less is more. Why can't we train ourselves to do that? Just say the Q.
You don't have to get into the... QMJHL, you don't have to worry about major or maritime. And that's the thing. In French, it's even worse because maritime comes in front of Quebec because it's LHJMQ. So maritimes comes in front of Quebec. And it's hard to say junior maritimes Quebec. Anyway, that's the way it is.
But the guy who fell off of, and I don't even know if Corey did like a top 12 for everybody or if it's just, you know, an inexact number for each team. But the guy that fell out of that picture was Roseanne. Now, so he is listed in another longer list of has a chance to play.
Which is a kick in the you know what if you're Zach Roseanne and you're labeled as a chance to play.
Yeah, but I don't have the time or the energy to go back into every single exercise Corey has ever done to see
the amount of
whether chance to play guys have actually played more than the guys on his top 10 list or, you know, so whatever. I mean, it is,
just to take the Bills, for example, they got their 53 man roster done yesterday. John Dreesen, local boy. Congratulations. He's on the 53. He was probably as a chance to play, who knows, maybe as a chance to play and made it right. Like there's always those guys. Isaac Roseanne has a ton of talent, has a chance to play. Who knows? In 5 years from now, maybe he's, you know, ahead of Allen and Wahlberg and maybe even Alenius. Who knows? That's not what we're doing now, but he could potentially get there. Which leads me back to Monday. We had our Sabres alumni golf tournament, Duffer, and one of the guys I was playing with had a fantastic hard question. He goes, I'm worried that we have too many prospects, that there's not going to be enough room for all of them to develop and grow. But who do you keep? Who do you trade? How do you make that decision right now? They're 19, 20 years old, 21. Like and I think that list is a perfect example. Elenius, Kulik, Oslin, Wahlberg, Roseanne, right? And those are all forwards. Nurchev, they're all forwards that at some point are gonna, you know, the pyramid, like it's the way is gonna narrow down and not everybody's gonna be able to fit through.
But we knew this. We've talked about it a lot.
It's a hard answer to
it's not that hard. You know why? Because you answered it unknowingly, clearly, and succinctly when you talked about the Blues and the Oilers and the offer sheets. It's all right. Everybody moves on.
Yeah.
Don't you remember what you said? Replaceable.
Replaceable.
Everybody's replaceable. And that's what's going to happen here. And you know who's going to make it easy for the GM? The players in question. That's what it always comes down to. Show me you're better than the guy that you're trying to take the job from. It's a pretty perfect time if you're trying to make your way in the Sabres organization. Yes, there are some players who have long-term contracts up front. There are also a lot of spots coming open here in the next couple of years. And so
But there's not many spots. There is not six of them. There's not seven of them. I don't think so. I think you may have a handful.
Tuck doesn't have a gazillion years left.
Tuck will be here.
Zucker's here on 1 year. Greenway's... Yes. On potentially last year here.
I think you have Thompson, Tuck, Quinn, Paterka, Cousins.
That none of the bottom six guys they brought in are on long-term. Benson. Like I'm sorry. I see this as an oasis for these prospects. So
I see six guys that are here long-term, right? I'm saying Thompson, Tuck, Quinn, Paterka, Cousins, Benson. They're here for a longer time period, in my opinion. And then you're going to filter in some of the prospects with other guys, right? Like McLeod. Okay, he comes in. Is he here for 5-6 years or is it just a couple of years and then we move on? There's that debate. But the interesting thing and one of the toughest part of being a general manager is knowing when to move off of somebody. And people have probably called on Yuri Kulik for the last year, year and a half. Hey, what do you think? Would you be willing to move off of Kulik? And the answer has probably been no, 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 no. At some point, the answer may become a yes, depending on what else is happening and how Kulik is playing and what opportunities you have in front of you. Is when do you make that change, or when do you say, hey, we have to make a room for Kulik. He's the guy now. We have to go up. That's the challenge, to be able to balance that. And I
talk to Barry Trotz.
Well, yeah.
Just moved his top prospect.
Yes.
Literally one of the kids they got in, Edstrom, in the deal, Corey Pronman now has as the Predators' top prospect.
Yeah.
So, like, well, you know what I mean? Like, just make the hard decisions, and that's what you have to do. And again, the players are going to help get you there, either by what they do on the ice, how they act off the ice, what their demands are, what their own expectations are. And look, the Leafs are dealing with Robertson, right?
Yeah.
Kid showed in limited ice time last year he can score. A lot of people are going to take the other side of the equation and say, eh, he hasn't shown enough that he can play a full two-way game. I would put my chips in on Nick Robertson. I would. And I would do it 100% more because it's a division rival, and I would like to see a guy thrive against a division rival. And it doesn't matter which division rival. It could be Boston, Toronto, Montreal. I don't care. But I think this kid will ultimately prove some people wrong. And
it's interesting to see you would put your chips in, but at what value? And I believe now that
I don't care because I have the list that Corey just showed us. And at some point, you have to be unmarried to every single one of them. And you have to be willing to make a bold move if you believe that Nick Robertson showed in his NHL time. And this is not meant to be an exercise.
But the way the cap is going right now, the cap is going to continue to grow. But you know where that money is going. That money is going to the top guys. So Toronto is in Matthews, Nylander, Tavares is coming off the book. Are we going to re-sign Marner? That's where they're spending their money. So the Nick Robertson of this group of Sabres prospect that we have, yes, you have an agent, you have your group of financial advisors around you, and they're going to say, hey, you're worth $1.5 million, $2 million, $2.5 million, $3 million. You're worth, but a lot of those guys are going to have to say, I'm going to take $1.2 million instead of $2 million just so I can play in the NHL. And hopefully I'm a $10 million guy next time it comes around, because that's, the top guys are going to make their money, and those Nick Robertson or Jiří Kulik or Isaac Rosen or, you know, Zach Benson or whatnot may have to fight for the robbery contracts at the end of the summer and say, we have $1.2 million left. We have $1.4 million left. That's really the way and the shape of what the salary structures are going to be even more with teams.
Yeah. And I'm not to, I didn't intend to, incite a reaction or a suggestion that Nick Robertson is better than any of those top prospects we mentioned on the list. But these are realities that any and all GMs have to deal with. And again, if you're focusing on the now and the urgency of an upcoming season, and if you felt like Nick Robertson could push the needle towards the playoffs a little more than some of these guys who don't have NHL experience, then you have to trust your own evaluation and your own projections, of which it's not just one person. We know the size of the hockey department and the input and where their contracts expect to land down the road. So
you're not saying Nick Robertson is better than the guys on the Sabres list. But the difference there is Nick Robertson played 56 games last year and was almost a half a point a game. Mm-hmm. And a lot of guys on that list, the Kulik and Roseanne and Helenius, they don't have any NHL games or very little to talk to. So is Robertson better suited for the NHL right now? Maybe. But that's why he wants money, because he says, I'm a half a point a game in 56 games last year. I want more than $813,000. That was my qualifying offer.
Yeah, it's see, all it took was one trade, Askarov, and
it's always the goalie's fault.
It's right catching goalies. Let's go back to Pupa and Barrasso. They're the ringleaders of it all.
There was way more of those back in the days, I feel.
There were fewer goalies, so there might have been a higher percentage. I don't know, but so.
Yeah. There's not a lot of them around the National Hockey League right now. So
anyway, speaking of contract disputes, Nick Robertson and the Leafs.
Yeah.
Have you found yourself in any contentious negotiations with our event planners, i.e. like Dunk Tank, FanFest? Yes, no, maybe.
You know my love affair of the Outlook email service that I have another app on my phone because I can't have it on my regular mail app. So I have not checked my emails in a week when it comes to the work email. So maybe I have a list of things that are coming up. But no, I've not negotiated any FanFest activation locations or whatever like last year.
Yeah. I'm suggesting that you should play goal as part of Hockey Fest, and you have to catch with your right hand.
I am excellent right catching.
See, there you go.
Yeah, I can catch.
You didn't even flinch. Yeah. You're like, sign me up. And I would do that too. Anything but the dunk tank again. Thank you.
That was cold.
I have a game-used wetsuit, one and done. It's been cleaned. Put it on eBay. We'll slap a goat head logo on it.
Although, I do have, if we have to do the dunk tank, I do have one of those heating elements that you plug in and then you put in the water and it heats really quickly. Oh. I'm getting a couple of those for that, if that's the case.
You know what else I have along those lines? An entire box of hand warming heating pads from you from a recent Christmas gift exchange.
They won't work in the water though.
No? No. Underneath the wetsuit? I think they would.
I think once they get wet, that's going to be
bad. I think they would. Remember what I said? It's not my hands that are the problem. Yeah. And you immediately snarkily went, you could put them anywhere.
Yeah, exactly. Feet, cheeks, neck, whatever.
I'm like, okay, Marty has spoken. I need to. Yeah. So I'm cold. FanFest will be hot. It's presented by Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Fun games, skills challenges, player appearances, autographs. It all runs in conjunction with the aforementioned Hockey Fest, which is the street hockey tournament on RJ Way, Alumni Plaza. It all happens Saturday, September 14th. Of course, it's right smack in the middle of the Prospects Challenge, which we'll dive into a little bit more later on in the show. Rangers are the team of the day. That is next on Sabres Live.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking up, James Coe? Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.